Gedorim, if Yodati Shulchanos, the 10 Shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech made, were put between Sof and Adom, they went widthwise. If so, Shaper, if could I have all 10 of them, and all of them should be on the Dorim side of the Heichel. Elo Laman Diyama, Mizrach and Mariv, no, the Shulchanos were between Mizrach and Mariv, it went lengthwise. If so, Michti, let's see. Shulchan kam memoshuch min hakoisel. How far away does the shulchan have to be from the koisel? It has to be at least shtei amos amachta. It has to be at least two amos and a half. Why? So Rashi explains, because the kahanim used to have to go on the side there to bring the lechem upon him there. And we'll have the next mishnah that the two kahanim went together. So in order for two people to stand there, he has to have at least two amos and a half. So if so, the amadidei, and the shulchan itself was also an amo. Then v'shtei amo somachta de benei benei, between again, after the shulchan, between the next one, also has to be space for two and a half amos, in order for the kahanim to go there to take off the lechem. Then the amo for the second shulchan, or the shulchan shamosha. Then v'shtei amo somachta de benei benei, there was again a space of two and a half amos. And then the yam of the day, the yam of the next row of the shulchan. Because we're going now to the top picture of Rashi, that's true, they were not all ten together, but there were two rows of five and five, and the shulchan shamosha was in the middle. Since so going crosswise, there has to be, comes out, more than ten amos. There has to be ten amos and a little bit more. So shtakach comes out, to kochol shulchan, talga diyam to bedorim. It's like ten and a half amos. So one half of an amo of the shulchan is going out into the dorm side. And that's not right. We have the shulchan has to be all on the southern side, not on the dorm side. Smor says no. Mi savrit do you hold that shulchan de Moshe Bahadayu have a yosiv at the top picture of Rashi, that there were two rows, and in the middle of the two rows was the shulchan shel Moshe. Then we said going across the width, it comes out between these three of them that it's more than ten amis. Lay, the case was the midli lay, they put a little bit above, or monach lay, or mitisalhu lidetu porto. That the case is that the shulchan shamosha, that was a little bit up, all the way on top, and then the two rows were a little bit below, a little bit downwards. Kitalmud hayosh lefnei rabbi. So the two rows of the shulchanos was like a Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe. So this is like in the middle of Rashi, the picture here, that you have two rows, and on top of it was the Shulchan Shemosha. So therefore, if it's just two rows, you don't have to have ten amas for the two rows. So therefore, it's good that all the Shulchanos were all on the Tzafon side of the Heichel, no part of it went on the Dorim side. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, learn like this, Asara Shulchanos Asa Shleimai. Shleimai Melech made ten Shulchanos. But for Loihoyo Misadrin El Al Shamosha, which shulchan did he actually use to put the lechem upon him, Tomid? That was only the shulchan Shamosha. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'yes Hashulchan Asher Olav Lechem Upon Him." Zov that Mashma Es Hashulchan. Rashi says Loshin Yochid. Only one shulchan did they use to have the lechem upon him. So even though there were ten shulchanos that Shlomo made, but they only used the shulchan Shamosha. And the same thing, Esther Menorahs also Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 menorahs, but Lohoya Madlik Melech B'Shomosha, which menorah did he actually light in the Beis Hamikdash? That was the menorah that was there for Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Es menorahs Hazov v'nei roseh levar be'erev." Again, a lashon yochid, menorahs Hazov v'nei roseh. Mashma, only one menorah was used all the time, and the other 10 were just there. But the which one was used was only one. These are the words of the Tanakhama. Now Reb Lezer ben Shemuel Aimer, he says no. Akulam hoyu mesadrin. They used to use all ten shulchanos. Not the same time, but they used to change around. One time this shulchan, one time that shulchan, but all ten were used. Shneim and another pasuk says, it says, es hal shulchanos, v'yaleim lechem aponim. Mashma es hal shulchanos, that all the shulchanos were used. And the same thing Reb Lezer ben Shmuel holds also, uvukulam hoyim adlikin, that used to change around, but all 10 menorahs were used. Shneimah, the pasuk says, "Es hamenoyrois for neiros same levarim kemishpat lefnei advir zov." Sager. Also says, "Loshen of es hamenoyrois for neiros same." Marshim the benoyrois, loshen plural, that all the menoyrois were used. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai, me used to say no that loyhoyu misadrin elo al shemoisha. That the only misadah, the only used to put lechem upon him on the shulchan shemoisha. If so, well, amani mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk that says, v'yes ha-shulchanos, asher aleim lechem upon him zov, that mashma shulchanos, lashin rabim, mashma they used a few shulchanos, so he learns, like we'll have the next mishnah, ela shloisha shulchanos, shoy b'migdash, that there were three shulchanos that were used in the base of migdash, shenayim shoy b'ulam, two of them were outside the heichal in the ulam. The ulam was before the heichal. Mibifnim, inside the ulam. Lepesach habayis, right by the Pesach into the heichal. But it was in the ulam. And echot shokes, and out of these two, here we have the girsa, that echot shokes of yechot shazov. Was he learned in the Mishnah, the girsa is one was shoshayish, made out of marble. But here it says, these two outside, one was made out of silver, one was made out of gold. And al shokesef, the shulchan was made out of silver, nois lechem upon him echnisosoi. Where the Kohanim used to come in on Shabbos with the new lechem upon him, before they went into the heichol, they would put it down on this shulchan outside in the ulam. The al shalzov, the other shulchan, that was also in the ulam, that was made out of gold, that one was used, b'yitziyosoi, when they take the lechems out of the heichol. B'yitziyosoi, when they're leaving. What's the klal? Shemalim b'kodesh v'lo meridin. You have to go upwards and not downwards. So since you started out first with shal kesef, because you can't start off right away with shal gold, because you go then to outside gold, to the inside gold, then when you come out, you can't come down again to the silver. We have to go up and not down. So therefore we start out with shal kesef, with the silver shulchan, then we take it inside to the gold one, and then when we take them out again, we put them also on the gold one. The Tzachidish is also called Ma'ilu Makadish. Even though the fellow Nafkmin in Kedusha, it's Nafkmin how nice it was. That one was shall gold, so once it got onto the gold one, it would not be nice to bring it down again to the silver one. Therefore, the way it worked was first they put it onto the silver one, then inside onto the gold one, and again outside onto the gold one also. Now, Echad Shalzov Mibifnim, the one shulchan that was inside in the heichal itself, that was made out of gold, and Sha'olav Lechem upon him Tamid, that was always the Lechem upon him. That's where the Ikal Lechem was, so really there's only one shulchan to be used. That the Pasuk says, that Shal Shechonis, Elosh and Rabin, meaning to say because there were three that were used, that on in and out, for the actual Lechem upon him that was there the whole week, that stayed on the shulchan Lefnim, only one. The other word says, how do we know this cloud being maridin? They're not supposed to take something down, bring it down to Madrega for the way it was before. So Omar Rebbe, the other quote of Pasuk says, Vayokom Moshe Samishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Vayiten es Adonav, he put on the bottom of the sockets. Vayosem es Kiroshav, and that he put the boards. Vayiten es Brichov. Vayokom es Amudav, and he put up the Amudav. So Rashi, the Diyak is, it always says Vayokum, it says at the end again Vayokum. It only talks about putting it up, it's not talking about putting it down. Mashma Shemalin, we always go upwards. The Rashi says, Midiresh of the Seif of the crew of Loshen HaKomo, the Afilu B'tzachos HaLoshen Lehurit, Shemamina Ein Maridin, you don't take something down. So therefore, that was the Raya of Ein Maridin, of Milan to go up. Now the Mora says, Minolon, this is the Raya of Ein Maridin. Now, Minolon, the Malon, how do we know that such a Yisoid that should go upwards, maybe stay equal, but how do we know to say that the din of Milan that he's supposed to go upwards? So, Omer Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, the Yom HaKrov, because the Pasuk says, Es Machtois HaChatoyim Eilo, these pens of the Brotectoris Hazoro, and they're killed because of that. So it's supposed to say, take the machtois, these pants, for the choytim, ve'elu b'nav shesim, ve'osu oysam rukuye pachim, tzipul ha-mizbeach. You should make out of them thin like strips of gold, and use it to beautify the mizbeach, a covering for the mizbeach. ki ekrivo lefnei Hashem, because first they were used lefnei Hashem, vayekatsho vayil yest of Yisrael. So what do we say here? That betchilo tashmishim mizbech. At the beginning, these machtois, these pans, were only used for tashmishim. And they had the keteris on it that you would bring and burn on the mizbech. Was a tashmish, was something that was used for the mizbech. The yachsha, what do we do with them now? Gufesh mizbech. Now it says make it a tzipa, the mizbech, means now malin, bring it up a madrego, let it be part of the mizbech itself. Then the pasuk says in Devarim, asher shibarto v'samtem v'yorin. What does that mean to say that the broken luchos mashma were also put in the urim? So Tony Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef learned, Malamre comes to teach us, Sheha luchos v'shivre luchos menachem v'yorin. Nechami, both were put into the urim, and the urim was the luchos. And also the shivre luchos. The first and the second luchos were both put into the urim. So Mikan, from here we learn out, Le Talmud Chochom. Sheshokach Talmudei Talmud Chochom, that forgets his learning. Mach Masoinsois Talmud Oinus happened, it wasn't his fault. But Talmud forgot his learning. Sheinoigim Baminig Bizoin. You're not supposed to be Noig, a Minig Bizoin. But Rav like over here also. The Shivre Luchas, the broken Luchas, were also put into the urine. We gave them COVID, not to be Mavazah them. And then another limit we have from this is that Omar Rashlokeh says that from him